This is Dallas Bell with Borrowing Out Books in King in Texas. Maya Angelou once wrote that there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. Stories can be a source of entertainment as well as enlightenment. They have power to hurt and to heal. Our stories, our family stories, our people's stories, these are the stones that form the foundation of our lives. Sometimes, though, a story is a window into the heart of the teller, a magic thread that pulls the soul of the speaker into the compassion of the listener. In Medicine Walk, the author follows a boy and his father along a trail of previously untold stories. Littering the path of their journey are years of neglect and abandonment. Their destination is redemption and forgiveness. 16-year-old Franklin is summoned by his dying, alcoholic father to carry out his last wish to be buried in the backcountry of Canada in the traditional warrior way, in spite of prior failed attempts to connect in a father-son relationship. Franklin reluctantly agrees to assist. The journey offers an opportunity of self-reflection for both the protagonist and his father, and an opportunity to heal old wounds. As the father tries to make amends for the neglected and failed relationship, the medicinal healing of a told story winds through this novel. "I can't reckon someone dying," the kid said. "Scares me some to think of it. Don't exactly know how to face it. Don't know what I'm supposed to do when it happens, so I don't know how come I brung you here. Might have just been for me." His father slipped the whiskey out of his coat pocket and dribbled a little of it into his mouth and sat there looking across the wide expanse of space that hung over the valley. "Maida," he said. As the journey began, so did the stories, gut-wrenching and desolate stories that share the life of the father. Never before told stories the father shouldered in silent suffering, suffocating his spirit. Stories which needed to be shared. Stories of origin, war, love, shame, and reflection. Stories of the brokenhearted and lost loves. Stories explaining the beginning and then the end. Stories, the father hopes, of redemption and forgiveness. "Stories get told one word at a time," he said quietly. "Something your grandmother said. Stories get told one word at a time. Maybe she was talking about life." As Franklin struggles to understand his father and the implication of his father's choices, he begins his journey of healing as well. As Hippocrates noted, healing is a matter of time, but it is sometimes also a matter of opportunity. "He don't seem much of a warrior to me." "Who's to say how much of anything we are? Seems to me the truth of us is where it can't be seen. Comes to dying, I guess we all got a right to what we believe." "I can't know what he believes. He talks a lot, but I still got no sense of him. So far, it's all been stories." "It's all we are in the end, our stories." Regardless of our wealth, our stories are the inheritance we leave to our children. In Medicine Walk, the stories told by the father are the stones paving the road to his redemption and perhaps forgiveness. Untold stories that ought to be shared. Is redemption and forgiveness found? I'll let you answer that by reading the story yourself. For the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club, I'm Dallas Bell from King in Texas. Find more about the Radio Readers Book Club at hppr.org.